B-Pod Studios.
So I'll try to get it together here and not sound too sloppy. 3 o'clock hours brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie. Huggy party trays, every bit is good. I'll tell you why my mouth is watering, because we just got dropped off some food. A place called Piccalilli and Shemong with Jersey up there by the Pine Barrens, right?
Mm. Yeah, right on 206. I passed it many times.
Yeah. this is great stuff.
Yeah, up where the, you know, Paulie and Christopher were looking for the guy who killed 30 Czechoslovakians. Somewhere up that way, right? It's right up. But they brought in some, like, it's like wings, but it's like tails. They're like chunks of, they look like a tail. Boneless.
Yeah, they're excellent.
And look like ears, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. And buffalo chicken egg rolls. So this place, you got to make a trip to the pick. Piccalilli Inn. Make it before the big game. You get 10 wings, 10 tails, and 10 ears for just $35. That's a lot of chicken. I'm telling you, these things are big chunked. Order takeout and bring home the best from Piccalilli Inn. Pre-order and prepay for drive-through pickup. Order today. The Piccalilli Inn. It's the home of world-famous wings and home-style favorites. Call 609-268-2066. For the people that live up there, you know what this place is, because our program director, Eric, said he's been there many times driving up that way to the beach area.
Yeah, no, it's a big place in that area. So if you're headed down the shore, you should definitely stop in.
All right. Sounds good. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go. Bob in, This is a challenge. Catawissa? Have you ever heard of a place called Catawissa?
No.
It could be Catasauqua. Bob, are you from Catawissa?
Yeah. Catawissa.
Where's Catawissa?
Bloomsburg.
Oh, all right. I got you.
That one guy that called you from Mount Carmel, he's further up the mountain from me.
Oh, all right. Beautiful.
This is my second time calling. The first time, though, Mike, you were on vacation. Tyrone and Natalie did a great job.
Yes, they do.
Yep. So,
in fact, I should have stayed out longer. They did such a good job. I could have got another week playing golf.
No,
I didn't realize
really
it.
Good. You do a good job.
That's
really
not true!
You wouldn't believe how many Philly fans are worried about spending money on these people, and it's ridiculous because it's not even their money.
Well, it is their money. You know, this is where you got to bite the bullet. You know that if you're going to go to the games, you're going to pay more. And you're going to pay more every step of the way. You're going to pay more in parking, more in tickets, more in concessions. That's how they're going to get you. There's no question. But if you've given the choice, you're going to suck that up. Because you want a good team, ultimately, and they know that.
Exactly. Now, your trade thing.
Yes.
Check this one out. So, other than Jimmy Butler, all of them guys that you said in the beginning, plus Nick Foles and Smallwood for Anthony Davis and two NFL draft picks. How's that trade?
I like it.
Perfect,
I'm surprised we haven't had any Nick Foles trade so far. Like, we're an hour and 5 minutes in, we haven't traded Nick Foles yet because people still want to hold on to him.
Nah, you can't.
Bob and Catawissa, I like it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Harry and Kate May. Harry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry.
Hey, how you doing? I just turned off my, speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good work by
questions.
You. Yes.
And then you answer them, and I'll get off the phone. Is Jimmy Butler, the new Terrell Owens, as a cancer to a team?
No.
Secondly, let's test your trivia. West Philadelphia School Boys, Speed Boys, 1977. Who was the star of the team? It wasn't Gene Banks. It wasn't Clarence Tillman. Number three, what school had three future Hall of Famers in three different sports in the same class?
I have no idea, bro. You got me.
Can I answer it for you?
Sure.
Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Big Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Frank Thomas. Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Okay. Philadelphia Speed Boys, you won't know this. Clarence Tillman was the star at Oklahoma. Gene Banks was the number one player in the country.
Uh-huh.
Who was the star of that team?
I don't know.
Tyrell Biggs, the future heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Nobody knew
he wasn't the star of the team. He was on the team.
Well, I talked to guys on the team, and they said,
Trust me,
was the guy.
He was not the star of the team. Gene Banks is the number one
player.
The number one player in the country. I guess he was the star. Tyrell Biggs was on the team. That's the lore of it. He did. I don't even think he was a starter, though, to be honest with you. Guy hit me with trivia today. Where's that? Is this Trivia Monday?
No, it's not Trivia Monday.
Come in here.
We save trivia to Wednesday.
Test my brain with trivia.
Pro boxing.
I haven't even finished my chicken yet. Dave in Holmesburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, I got to make a comment first. I'm the first guy about the Foles, but I got to make a comment first.
Yes.
No matter what you guys are talking about, food and movies always come up.
Yes, they do.
You're eating chicken now, and then you talked about the Sopranos. It's every day. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. It's the way my brain works. My brain goes in different directions.
Okay, it's fine. I like that guy Luke's trade.
Yeah?
I love that.
You like that Luke Kennard trade. You like Blake Griffin, Luke Kennard.
I like it. I love it. Here's my trade.
Okay.
We got to somehow sign Foles. Whatever you do, you got to get him. Trade him Jacksonville or Leonard Fournette.
Ah, well, there we go.
Hold on.
There we go. I like it. I like where you're going with it.
Okay, we're going to swap first round picks and give them a second.
Okay, you're going to trade Nick Foles straight up for Leonard Fournette.
Yes.
All right, now there's a story that was written just like this. And I'll go over it. So, like, I don't even know what this is in, but I have this story in front of it. It's USA Today. USA Today has fostered that as well.
Really?
Yes. The Jags would send number 7 and number 69 to the Eagles for Foles.
Oh, really? They would even get us a second round pick?
Yes, 7 and 69. And the Eagles would be sending picks as well.
They're first and maybe a second.
The Eagles would send number 26. That's their first round pick, and number 54, which is their second round pick.
Okay, I like it.
All right, you would do that?
I do it, Mike.
Leonard Fournette here. Is that the best you can do for Foles?
I love to have Fournette here.
All right, I like it. So let's see if that can be worked out now. Now Foles would go to Jacksonville, would he not?
Yeah, because DeFilippo, he's comfortable with his offensive coordinator.
So the procedure would be that they would pick up the option and trade him while they pick up the option.
I think the more likely is he's going to want a little more money, so he pays the $2 million, and then the Jags, and they work out the franchise tag ahead of time. I'm going to sign the franchise tag to go to Jacksonville and then redo the deal.
He would sign the franchise tag and then redo the deal, long-term contract.
Right, that way he's starting
it. He's guaranteed at $25 million.
Right, so he starts higher. You don't want to start at 20 as a starter. You want to start at 25.
All right, so how many Eagle fans, Foles fans, there it is, the death knell. Finally he goes, but you get Leonard Fournette back, and you get the number 7 pick in the draft. Are you down with that, Eagle fans? Folesian Society, are you ready to give that up if it would help your squad? Manny in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Manny.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Manny? How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm not down with the Folesian Society, though, man.
You're not?
I'm not. What are you going to do, Mikey? But I do want to talk. I want to go back to Sixers real quick, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are giving up on Mr. Foles over here. I got a feeling Mr. Foles is going to turn out. He's going to go to another team. You guys are going to be like, oh, man, we should have kept him. You got to give him a little chance. You know what I mean?
Now, how can you keep him, bro?
I understand. Because he's you guys, I understand. He's on a bench, but he's still kind of trying. He's young. He got put into the fire, and it didn't work. But if he wanted to leave, he would have said, get me out of here. But somehow, he's like, I wanted to work here. I like this team. I wanted to work. I messed up. Now, when he gets back on the floor, you're going to see a different Fulty, man. That's what I think. That's what I think, Mike. But everybody's out on him.
Listen, the guy's not even on a basketball floor. He doesn't like to play.
Now, Mike, remember this one day when he starts playing basketball, I say, man, that kid, Manny, I'm a little older now. That guy, Manny, was right, man. Fonzie turned out to be all right.
Manny, I think I'm going to have to wait till 2025 for that to happen.
Mike, I got one more quick point, man.
Yes, yeah.
That's the stuff you were, it was last week. You were talking about the heat. You keep the, your pops used to keep the heat down in the house.
My parents did.
They
keep the thermostat down when we went to bed.
My parents, we moved, you know, my parents, we're Dominican and all. They were born out there and all. But when we got out here, my father's from that generation. Boy, he didn't like to turn the heat on, Mike. You know how you guys turn it off at night? He would turn it off right after. He'd come in from work and put it down right away. It was like clockwork. He come in from work.
The older generation is trying to save some money, Manny. I can't blame him. I look back, they're trying to save a couple pennies.
But it's funny, because it was like clockwork. He would know, we coming from school, turn it up.
Uh-huh.
We coming from work and turn it right down.
I hear you. I hear you. You know, what kind of heat did you have in the house, Tyrone? We had baseboard heat.
No, we had vented gas, so.
We had baseboard. It was heated with water, hot water, I think.
Yeah. No, we had the vented gas. Now, my dad was, that was the only time he wasn't cheap about was the heat.
Oh, really?
It was the same temperature all the time. On the heat. He didn't mess with it. Once he set it for the winter. Now, there's times where he cut it off. Once it's off, it's off. But if he set it at 70, it was 70 all the time.
Uh-huh.
That was the one way he didn't cheap out. Most other ways, he cut corners, but not on heat.
You go up in the house with central air?
No.
Nope.
So this is what he would do. Downstairs, we had the big unit downstairs that would cool out. And then he had one up in his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it got bad. We had two windows in our bedroom. My dad had us put an air conditioner in it, so blocking one of the windows, and then we weren't allowed to use the air all the time. It had to be like a special occasion.
So we actually ended up hotter
because we got no open window.
Oh, yeah, because by the time the room was overheated, you couldn't cool it down with the air conditioner.
And we weren't allowed to use it.
Yeah.
It had to be, we'd only allowed to use it if it was a heat wave for X amount. So if it's not 95 at night. We have the one window. Take the window out. Yeah,
well,
but his room, though, was ice cold.
We didn't have air conditioning in the house either. It finally broke down. And you know, remember the old air conditioner was like 17,000 BTUs.
Yeah, they
weighed about 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's the kind we had.
Right? So they had a shell to them. You had to build this metal shell on the outside of the window.
To hold them, yeah.
And then you slide the unit in to the shell of the window.
Yes.
We just had one on the first floor.
You think we had to bring it up from the basement, which was another thing, bringing it up the stairs at 1,700 pounds, right? So you think the dude, once he got it in, would say, all right, let's just leave it in. We'll cover it for the winter. Nah. Had to come out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Had to come out every winter, slide the thing out, had to take the rack down, the whole bit, lift that thing down there. Every spring, bring it back up.
Yeah.
Dude, old dudes just did stuff a certain way, and that was the way it was going
to
do.
Did you have to switch out the screens to the storm glass?
We did that.
Got to go through, and they're marked, and he's got his care, and they get all dusty over the year. Okay. Carried him up from the basement, and then he's got to
take him outside and wash him with the hose.
Yep.
Yep, and then you got to swipe out all the screens for the storm glass. Oh.
Damn, I got a basketball game.
Nope.
I got come on.
That's stuff to do.
That's good. Stymie, Lehigh Valley. Stymie, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Stymie!
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Stymie?
Yeah, if it's believe that Markelle Fultz might not want to play, then I don't know why. What business did we have even picking him as a first overall pick? You already know how much these guys have their heart into it. And if you're a number one pick, you're the best thing that's available out there. You're supposed to leave, eat, you know, you're supposed to live basketball, eat, drink, walk and talk basketball at all times.
Well, first of all, how did you know it was going to turn out this way? And secondly, when they first drafted him,
you're supposed to know. You're following these
Wait a minute.
They're in seventh.
All right,
grade.
Hold on. What did they do when they drafted him? Put him in the summer league. How did he look in the summer league? He looked good.
He shouldn't have had to be in the summer league at a number one overall pick.
Of course you play in the summer league. Everybody plays in the summer league in number one pick.
You can take these guys from Europe and they're ready to play.
Because they've been playing professionally for several years.
Okay, well then take them. This is a
What European player is so great that you have to take them? There's one guy in the whole league that's any good. Doncic. Where are all these great Euros?
They got Shemet's not bad.
He's not a Euro. Where'd he come from?
From Turkey, isn't he?
No.
Where's
the Wichita State?
Where did he grow up?
Furkan Korkmaz you're talking about.
Well, where did Shemet grow up?
Kansas City.
Okay, I made a mistake. But I'm not making a mistake by saying that
Where are these great Euros? Tell me about these great Euros.
Fultz should not have been a number. There's no.
Well, you know it. Listen, Simon, you have information now. You didn't have the information when you drafted them.
They should have been able to see.
How are you going
to
do that? What are you going to do?
He wasn't the best player in college basketball.
He was a consensus number one pick in almost everybody's draft.
Well,
I don't know what you were doing back then, but you weren't studying the draft.
You have to have your heart in a game.
I get it. But Stymie, you have the information now. They didn't have the information then. In fact, when they drafted him and put him in the summer league, he played hard.
You can't tell me that these scouts out here, college scouts, will follow guys from the time they're in sixth, seventh grade. You know how much these guys love basketball.
Stymie. He was the consensus number one pick in almost everybody's mock draft.
And he's garbage.
All right, well, it worked out that way, Stymie. But Stymie, you didn't know. Stymie didn't know. Stymie's relatives didn't know. Nobody from Stymie's family knew.
No. So where does Stymie think Shemet was from? Like, where did he think he was from?
He confused him with Furkan.
He thought he was Turkish.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just.
He confused him with Korkmaz.
Okay.
Because Shemet sounded like maybe it was Turkish. I don't know. Nah, he's from Kansas City.
He did have seven dimes Saturday. Good for you.
Shemet did?
Yeah, because he had to play some point. He had no choice.
Shemet can play a little bit. He's got some flaws intensity-wise. He needs to get bigger, and he needs to get after it defensively. And I don't know. You know, once guys aren't defensive players, it's hard to teach them to be defensive players.
No, I think the raw materials are there. I think physically, like, I think number one is offseason, the best training you can find.
He's got to get way stronger.
Yeah. Then I think he'll be all right.
Reese and Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. Reese.
Oh, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Reese.
Yeah. Got a couple of trade scenarios. I might be living in fantasy land a little bit, especially with the second one, because I don't know if the Sixers was any NBA team will make two moves, but my first one is I'm taking Fultz, Zaire Smith, Mike Muscala, Wilson Chandler, and two firsts for Anthony Davis and Darius Miller, which actually works financially off.
Are you giving Fultz, Chandler, Zaire Smith, who else?
Muscala. Two firsts.
And two firsts for Anthony Davis.
And Darius Miller.
And Darius Miller.
And then if they can follow up with...
That means they got to find somebody to put on a 12-man roster because they're getting rid of four players. They're gaining back two.
I'll just keep the guy. I don't remember his name. Highsmith. I'll just keep him down.
Oh, well, sure. Keep Highsmith on the roster.
I mean, he's not getting any time anyway.
Highsmith, Furkan, you know.
You're not getting anything from Smith and Fultz anyway, so.
Well, listen, they're on pace to win 54 games, right? If they go out and don't make a major deal like this, and they grab a couple bench players, how do you like their chances?
Pretty much all the same.
You think they're the same? If they improve their bench, and a bench that can sustain minutes and keep a lead, you don't think that they can rise up in the East?
For me, they would have to do two things, get a wing defender and a stretch four.
Okay, yeah, and if they got those two, would you be okay with it?
it would be
because right now you're completely breaking down your team to get Anthony Davis, and I get it, but it's the same dilemma. You only have four players. You know, you need a bench. You need a 12-man roster. It sounds good to get rid of all this stuff and get one player, but you need more than that.
All right, and also was thinking Amir Johnson and Korkmaz for Markieff Morris, but I'm thinking your future reference because he may be too real his brother in to join the Sixers next
year. Yeah, he's hurt right now, isn't he? Markieff's hurt.
But hopefully, I don't know if he would be healthy by the playoffs coming around.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I got it.
Johnson drives him crazy. So.
Yeah. All right, what's the value of the guys you're trading for him, though? Who are you trading for?
Amir Johnson and...
Amir Johnson. Neither of them have value. Do they have value to you?
No, but I believe Mars is on his way out of town in D.C. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, but still, it doesn't mean you have to take crap for him. I gotta be honest, it's a mystery to me why he doesn't play Amir Johnson and why he can't eat up 15 minutes for him when he could last year. What has Amir Johnson done where he can no longer give them 15 minutes? He plays hard. He's not going to score. He's not a great player, but he plays hard. He's got some bounce to him. What's the problem?
I think early he was committing a lot of turnovers this year that he wasn't last year. Like, his turnover rate was through the roof compared to last year. So when he tried to do things with him, you know, go set a pick and stuff, it was moving screens, and it was a lot of turnovers because it would be him and Ben with Embiid out of the game. That's my guess. I don't know.
They're so bereft at that position. Like, I don't understand. Like, what? Just try him.
I think they figure they can experiment, and it need be, he's enough of a professional to be ready for the playoffs if need be. Okay. You don't have to give him steady minutes. He'll do what he does when the time counts.
All right. 610-622-0975. We're back with your calls. 975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Back from the bye, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Sixers fell to the Nuggets over the weekend, 126-110. Jimmy Butler, who was out with a sprained wrist, is expected to play as they continue their West Coast trip and face the Lakers tomorrow night. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 10:30. Flyers return from their bye week and take the ice against the Jets tonight at home. Our Flyers weekly show leads you into the game beginning at 6. Our Big Green giveaway continues all week long. Listen at 4 for your chance at $1,000. Is the midday snack calling to you? Answer it with P3 Portable Protein Pack. It has meat, cheese, and nuts. And nuts are perfect for on the grow. Grab the more interesting way to get your protein with P3. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzanelli. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Swear to God, a brother can't eat a piece of chicken today. It's time for the Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie, you finished your chicken?
No, I actually still have mine,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can eat some more while I read this.
No, then I'll start gumming words.
over 2,900 votes on this one. Are Embiid and Simmons completely untouchable in trade talks? 83% saying yes, 17% saying no.
All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Sam in Lancaster on Crazy Trade Monday. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, so with all this Anthony Davis talk, you know, obviously people are putting together trades trying to see what, you know, the Sixers could do, but that's unrealistic. I think you got to do a little bit of second-level thinking with this. Now, a quote already came out from Drew Holiday that said 90% of the reason he signed a 5-year deal last summer was because Anthony Davis was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would target a guy like Drew Holiday because we already know Anthony Davis is going to go, so that means the Pelicans are going to, you know, have a fire sale here. They're going to be in rebuild mode. They really don't have any star whatsoever, and it's already clear that a guy like Drew Holiday is not happy with the situation that's going on. I would target him because he is a perfect combo guard, somebody that they were hoping to get for in Fultz. A perfect combo guard in the sense that he plays off the ball. He can play one if you need him to. He's a knockdown shooter, but he can create. He can drive to the basket. I think they need to put together a deal to try and go after him. Now, a deal, you know, I think could look like Fultz, Wilson Chandler, and I would even throw in the first-round pick from Phoenix that we got. I think it's Miami's pick now. I would throw that together. I already tried that in the trade machine. It worked, but I would be a little bit apprehensive to throw in a guy like Muscala or even Amir Johnson just because we're so thin at the power forward position.
Yeah, and Drew Holiday does what for you? He plays the two?
Yeah, he could definitely play the two. He could play the two. You could put Jimmy at the three. You could bring Redick off the bench. He's the exact kind of playmaker that you would need, you know, coming off the ball from Simmons. Do you not think that a guy like Drew Holiday would be somebody to go after? Because the thing is, the Sixers, I feel, need to get rid of Fultz regardless, because if they get rid of his contract, they would have room next summer to not only give a guy like Jimmy the max or whoever, but possibly give somebody else the max. Now, a guy like Drew Holiday will have 4 years left on his deal. He's making around $25 million a year. That would fit perfectly in with the situation if we could add Fultz in that deal, because it wouldn't be quite the max deal. They would still have a little bit extra money to go after some, you know, mid-range guys.
Well, you got to make up the $25 million, right? That you get. Where are you going to get that? Where are you going to trade that kind of money to accommodate him?
What are you saying? How are you going to trade that type
to accommodate
money?
Drew Holiday?
Well, I just said if you do a trade, let's say
Chandler,
Fultz, and you could either do Amir or you could do Muscala. I would do Amir personally, but like I said,
all
I would
right.
throw in
no,
the
no, you can make it. That work. Drew Holiday, I don't know. He's going to send me over the moon. I know he's gotten to be a solid NBA player since he left here. He does some things. I don't know.
Well, if you don't care about the money, he does do what Fultz was supposed to do. He would come off the bench. Or you could start him if you want to bring JJ off the bench. That's up to you. And then he would be your point when Ben isn't in the game. And you don't have to pay TJ's back down to 10-minute TJ.
Right.
It would fill that purpose. It's just you're overpaying for it. But if you don't care about the money, I mean, I don't care about their money. It would work. Okay. I don't know who the hell would play the four for you then, though. Because you're getting rid of Muscala and Chandler. So now who starts at the four?
Shamit, because he's from Turkey and he's tough. That's good. Steven Chesterfield. Steve.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Chesterfield.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, buddy.
Hey, how about Fultz, Redick, and Chandler for Klay Thompson and Draymond Green? Huh?
What?
You like it?
What? Come on, bro.
You don't like that one?
Well, it makes sense for me. I'm giving you a chance to make sense here. God, what makes sense about that to the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I don't think they would do it. I'm just saying, we would get rid of Fultz. I think his contract's up too, right?
No. But you're
Fultz. Not Fultz. Jay Thompson.
Klay?
Yeah,
but they're going to re-sign him. They're not going to just peddle him for, like, why would they peddle him? They can pay him more as their own player.
Yeah,
I'm just worried about the value. You're getting Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, and you're giving who?
Fultz? Redick.
And who else?
Chandler.
For Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
Right.
You think that makes sense to Golden State?
Well, I mean...
What are they, bound and gagged? Thrown in the middle of an Alaskan winter? And that's how they make that deal?
Day.
What?
Trade day.
Come on. Jesus, God. Seriously?
Was he okay? I don't think he was okay.
I have a lot of affection for that town. It just went down.
Where is he from?
I don't even know where Chesterfield is. Where is
it? It's up near me, near Bortontown, where I live. Chesterfield's next town over. Beautiful town, really? A lot of acreage. I love it in Chesterfield. I love it.
But, yeah, I Chesterfield. I hear Chesterfield. I think of that scene in True Romance.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Did you like Chesterfield? No, thanks.
Yeah, no, Chesterfield, I like Chesterfield.
Do you know who I am? No, who are you? I'm the Antichrist. I watched it again this weekend.
Again?
True Romance was on.
What was
true,
it on?
True Romance, it was on all weekend somewhere. I caught it a couple times. They've been playing it a lot.
See?
And then The Godfather was on today, and I tweeted out. I started watching The Godfather. It came on 11:30 this morning. Uncut.
Well, that's the good
on one. AMC. So I tweeted, is it possible I could miss the show?
Would it bother Godfather? Anybody?
Would and it bother I, anybody?
Yeah, and I responded with, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. This show hasn't been worth much today, so maybe I should have stayed home and watched The Godfather.
No.
People are entertained.
Really?
Yes.
People are entertained today?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Dave in Audubon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mikey Mitch, how's it going?
What's going on, Dave?
How's that pick of Louis treating you?
That's tremendous. You know it?
Yeah, oh, I know it. Did they give you just the ears and the tail, or did they throw wings in, too?
I got some wings. I got this, what do you call this here, this pouch with chicken. Oh, it's awesome.
Now, did they give you...
I'm going to take a little bit of a hit here.
Did you go with the garlic farm?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best, because that's got a little bit of bite, not too much, but it's still got the... Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Yes.
I got family out in Marlton, so not that far from me. I wanted to talk about the trades. First of all, last week I called you at some time and said... Trout was salivating and to play here, and you threw the word back again. But the other thing is, I would want to pick up Machado, and it's not so much I didn't get it in a chance to make this point that Trout. It's not only, I mean, I guess that was the obvious out that that his family is from here and he may want to come home and play for his his home team that he roots for, but. I think the way that the balls fly out of Citizens Bank Park, I think he would be an absolute monster here.
Oh, of course he would. But you know, it's funny. I've never heard him say the Phillies were his favorite team. I've heard him say the Eagles were his favorite team. I've never heard him express a desire about the Phillies. And I know we're...
Phillies bones, Eagles, tied to the Eagles bone.
I understand that. But we rounded off because the guy is from here... that he would want to come back and play here. A lot of guys that don't want to come back and play here for the obvious reasons. There's too much pressures and too many friends hanging on you and all that stuff.
Right, and you did make specific points as to why he may not have wanted to. I just think the way I didn't get in that point that it's not only that his he has family here and he comes from these roots, but...
yeah.
The way I think he could average 40 to 45 home runs.
There's no question about it.
There's no question about it.
Best player in the game.
Yeah, and I think you don't think he would want to come here after?
I have no idea. But I think for us to think that just because he's from Philadelphia, he'd want to come here, I don't know if that's proper thinking either. 610-622-0975. Yeah, he got me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you've never seen evil so singular personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's a great scene. So what, let me tell you. True Romance has three of the greatest movie scenes in cinematic history piled in one movie.
Three
of them.
Okay. On the other side, you should tell them.
All right, I'll tell you. All right. 610-622-0975, back after this. 3:48, Mike Messinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. It's a Monday, and walking away to the Super Bowl. We care about the Super Bowl. Care about it? Tyrone, you care about it? It's one of those years that we care. I don't know if we care about it. We had Patriots Rams. Woohoo!
I want to watch last year's Super Bowl on Sunday.
Well, I'm not watching.
I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have a Super Bowl party, yeah. But it'll be Super Bowl 52 again.
Yeah. You going to have a party?
Maybe. We'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But I'm only going to show Super Bowl 52. If you want to watch this year's, you got to go somewhere else.
My godson's fourth birthday is party is Sunday.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to go to that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not watching the game.
Yeah, because you're boycotting the officials.
Yeah. So,
but the game itself, is it, you know, I guess it is because you get Brady and you get the young kid. And
the
hype, the 2-week delays made me, it's like out of sight, out of mind football.
Right, and they're there so often, the Patriots, that it's almost like if you miss this one, you see it again next year. Like, it's almost like you have that feeling like you're not missing anything. Tom Brady already announced he's not going to retire, so they'll be back at it next year.
Yep.
And this young boy wonder coach, he's 32, he's not going anywhere. I don't have any urgency. No urgency.
Yeah. It's one of those years I look forward to the commercials again.
I'm excited for Gladys Knight.
That's right, Gladys Knight. I got some prop bets right here. I'm going to get your early take on them. How long will it take Gladys Knight to sing a national anthem? The over-under is 1:50.
I'm going to go over.
I would go the over.
Go over?
Yeah. Pink was over that, so she's going to be over that because she's going to really spill it.
All right. Will any member of the Pips join Gladys Knight for the national anthem?
No Pips.
I hope so.
Pipless?
Be Pipless.
Yes, it's +300. No, -500.
Yeah, you're not going to see no Pips. No Pips.
All right. Well, this is not right. Will Gladys Knight omit a word from the national anthem?
Yes.
You're saying yes?
But intentionally?
Yeah. Intentionally.
Yeah.
+400.
Yes, yeah, she's going to throw
you
something.
You got better than that?
She'll skip something.
And I might. 100 to win 400.
She's going to skip something.
Really?
Yeah, well, she's going to draw it out. Something's going
to
get skipped.
All right, let's go to Nat's favorite, Adam Levine.
Yes, let's.
I said earlier, I've never heard a Maroon 5 song.
I think you're lying.
He has to have heard it.
I don't think I've ever heard a Maroon 5.
You never heard Moves Like Jagger?
I don't think so.
Yes, you have, Mike.
I don't think so.
I bet you toe tapped to it when you heard
song?
It,
what was
too?
The first song when it first...
She Will Be Loved?
Yeah, you heard that.
I don't think there's any way that I would have heard that song except accidentally. And if I did, I didn't notice that it was Maroon 5.
It was a decade ago. Over a decade ago.
Yes,
what I'm saying. You didn't hear them in 2005?
There would be no outlet in which I would hear that song.
Yes, there is.
No.
You would have heard it at the Acme.
Yeah. No, there's no way you haven't heard a Maroon 5 song.
If I heard it at the Acme, I was burrowed in the shelves, and I wasn't paying attention to what the song was.
Those Maroon 5 songs were radio hits,
I
too.
It might be hit songs. A lot of people like Maroon 5. I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've heard a Maroon 5 song.
I just don't believe it.
Right. If we played them, you would know some of those Maroon 5 songs.
I don't think so.
You don't live under a rock. You do this every day. We've played Maroon 5 songs as return music. They're mainstream songs.
Have I ever said to you when you play that, hey, that's a good Maroon 5 song? Have I ever said that?
I didn't say they had any good songs. What I'm saying is you know the song.
Did I say, hey, that's Maroon 5? Have you ever heard me say that ever?
No.
But now you haven't. No, I stand by it. I don't know if I've ever heard or can recognize
Harder to Breathe
5 song.
He's heard Harder to Breathe.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is. Harder to Breathe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You never heard She Will Be Loved? Now I feel like he would like that song.
Oh, I heard that song.
See? it is. You had to hurt one.
I know that you would like that song.
She will be loved.
Yeah.
I've heard that. All
see?
Right. All right. There it is. You got me.
I knew that that was the one.
She will be loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Adam Levine, sexiest man alive. Anyway, here's the question on Adam Levine.
Okay.
What color will Adam Levine's shoes be when he begins his halftime show performance?
Hmm.
The favorite is white at 6-5, then black, then brown. Blue's tied with red. Orange is tied with yellow at 12-1. Green, purple tied at 20-1. Pink, 25-1. Where are you going?
No, I think maybe some sort of like black boot he's going to come out with.
Black boot?
Hopefully like the rocker look, yeah. That's what I'd like to see.
All right, and finally, will Maroon 5 sing Sunday Morning at halftime? See, I've never heard that song.
Oh, yes, you have.
I've heard, and She Will Be Loved, I've heard of Sunday Morning.
He's definitely going to sing Easy Sunday Morning.
Oh, I hope so. That's my favorite.
Easy Like Sunday Morning?
No. That's Lionel Richie. Late Lionel Richie.
I wouldn't mind seeing him.
It wasn't great to see Lionel came out.
There's something about Maroon 5 that sends me the other way.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's not like I don't gravitate to a Maroon 5 situation.
I don't intentionally gravitate to them, but I thoroughly enjoy their music.
You do?
Yeah, but it's weird because when I think about my favorite bands, I don't think Maroon 5, but every time I hear their song, I enjoy it. My toe taps a little.
Oh, you like Adam.
I love Adam.
All right, we'll take a
break. He's got me.
Take a break. Come back in the 4 o'clock hour. I get the three scenes in True Romance that are three of the best scenes in cinematic movie history. That's on the other side right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.